Penguin Random House Audio presents The Out of Sync Child Has Fun, Revised Edition. Activities for Kids with Sensory Processing Disorder by Carol Stock Kranowitz. Read for you by Beth Hicks. Forward. In our post-September 11th consciousness, families seek new opportunities for deepening their bonds. Nothing is more natural than wanting to play together. Through play, parents and their children develop reciprocal, interactive connections, the medium for love and attachment. But not all children are easy to play with. Carol Stock Kranowitz's first book, The Out of Sync Child, describes many types of children whose sensory processing problems make them difficult playmates. These children have underdeveloped and inefficient means of organizing sensory input. For some of these children, over-responsivity to touch, sound, visual stimuli, balance, and certain body movements severely distracts them. They may be preoccupied with the lights being too bright or their clothes being too tight. For other children, sensory modulating problems mean that they have no internalized sense of how much swinging is too much to avoid getting sick. The out-of-sync child has become a lifesaver to parents, daycare providers, teachers, and professionals, who often puzzle over the confusing behaviors characteristic of sensory processing disorder, SPD. By demystifying and describing these invisible, bewildering conditions and their causes in plain English, the author has earned universal praise. Now in this companion volume, The Out-of-Sync Child Has Fun, Carol invites us into the action by delivering tried and true pre-tested activities designed just for this special group of young children. Her contagious enthusiasm, heartfelt sensitivity, and expert wordsmithing make this book a joy to listen to. She suggests practical techniques such as following the child's lead and adapting the activity to the child's response. This approach serves to build trust and reciprocity with these hard-to-reach children. She instructs the adult in ways to further diminish the child's fear, such as lowering your voice as well as your body in space. Most importantly, the author describes how these 115 activities work to strengthen a child's sensory development. Her coping tips explain how an activity can be creatively adapted. Interspersed throughout are highlighted sections called A Mother Says that present further ideas from parents and therapists. These serve to actively connect the listener to others and give encouragement. Parents and teachers of children with these sensitivities can feel confident that they are not alone. Others share their journey. I appreciate Carol's work both for professional and personal reasons. As an occupational therapist, I feel that she has successfully translated the field of sensory processing and our work as therapists into the mainstream, making the language, theory, and intent accessible to the general public. She has helped bring the work of Dr. A. Jean Ayres to a wide population. Many of us have long despaired that the pioneering work of Dr. Ayres has remained in-house within our own profession for 30 years, and has not reached a broader, more accepting audience. In retrospect, I have witnessed the enormous difficulty that the average parent or teacher has had trying to follow the clinical, neurologically based terminology, acronyms, and jargon we often use. It has also been confusing for outsiders to observe our treatment sessions and, without knowing the theory and intent that drives them, distinguish them from pricey playdates. For years, I lugged heavy copies of anatomy books with Dr. Frank Netter's beautiful anatomical drawings, Xeroxed glossaries, and multisensory props to parent and school conferences, making every effort to educate others about sensory processing. Now, I bring a single copy of The Out of Sync Child, a short report, and a few photographs of the child in action. As a licensed marriage and family therapist, I also admire this book for providing discouraged parents a new paradigm for play. Carol synthesizes a nursery school teacher's awareness with the best advice of many experts by providing some new rules for cooperative play. I know from my practice that children with sensory processing problems often exasperate and exhaust their parents and are barely tolerated by siblings. They are too much work. And besides, why can't they just have fun? But having fun is an elusive goal to many out-of-sync children. Overly sensitive children fear and dread the rough and tumble of body contact or of losing their center of gravity. These sensitivities help place them on the sidelines of life. By gradually introducing them to active, whole-body activities, we can show them that they need not become further isolated from peers and siblings, nor relegated to passive computer and video games. It is so much better that they learn to join in the action. This book tells the listener how to include them. For sensory seekers or children labeled hyper and out of control, who need help knowing when and how to stop, the whole family could participate on a Saturday morning by building a crash pad, obstacle course, or inner tube game. These are familiar and well-used staples of OT clinics around the country, and they can be simply built with ingenuity and very few materials. Used with the recommended guidelines and cautions, these activities can provide months of fun for the whole family. Lastly, I have the added advantage of seeing Carol herself in action. My daughter, Kazmir, was a nursery school student of hers in 1991 to 92. I am a firsthand witness to her undaunted spirit, creativity, and acute sensitivity to children. While visiting her music and movement class at St. Columba's Nursery School in Washington, D.C., I watched Carol cleverly adapt The Gingerbread Man to include two children who sat wistfully on the sidelines. Tentative and fearful of joining in the fun, these children were not among the others begging her for more turns. Carol used many of the techniques described here to gently coax these two outsiders into the game. Now, a decade later, she has compiled an entire book to help parents and other teachers succeed as well. Bravo, and thank you, Carol, for writing this wonderful, timely book. Trudy Turnquist, Ph.D., OTRL, Minneapolis, Minnesota, September 2002. 3 points about the second edition. 1. The field of sensory processing is exciting and dynamic. Since The Out of Sync Child Has Fun was published in 2003, terminology about the developmental disorder affecting children for whom this book was written has been updated. This 2006 edition uses the new term sensory processing disorder, or SPD, rather than dysfunction in sensory integration, SI dysfunction, or DSI. 2. Many, maybe most, kids on the autism spectrum have SPD. The converse is not true. Most kids with SPD do not have autism. While all safe activities should appeal to all children of all abilities, some activities will be extra appealing to kids with autism, Asperger syndrome, and PDD. Many of these activities involve music and movement, repetition, and integration of the child's special interest into the play. 3. As requested by many parents and teachers, new activities geared to middle schoolers, teenagers, and adults are added in an appendix. Furthermore, throughout the book, age ranges are expanded to reassure you that sensory motor experiences are the occupation not only of young children or of children with developmental difficulties, but also of every human being. Moving is learning. Moving is living. Have fun. Carol Kranowitz, Bethesda, Maryland, August 2006. 1. Kids gotta move. Safely. Are you a parent, teacher, or daycare provider of a child who is sometimes, or frequently, out of sync? Is your child receiving occupational therapy or another treatment that helps him or her function better at home, at school, and in the community? With or without a therapist's guidance, have you found that activities like swinging, jumping, and pulling or pushing heavy loads get the child in gear? Do you sense that, just as birds gotta fly and fish gotta swim, kids gotta move and touch? And do you yearn to learn more activities to do with your child? Then The Out of Sync Child Has Fun is for you. A sequel to The Out of Sync Child, Recognizing and Coping with Sensory Processing Disorder, Revised Edition, 2005, this book includes some of my all-time favorite activities. Many are activities that I invented or adapt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?